Yeah, you go.
Okay. Okay. Stop dropping the bag.
Stop it.
That's pretty dramatic for a banana.
Alright. Record. Is it okay?
Oh,
so
my.
We'll introduce it.
Oh my god. That was ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay. Hello! And welcome to the Brockcast.
The first of many, I hope.
Well,
that's fake.
Well, I'm Mike.
I'm Dean.
Ben, do you want to say anything?
Chewing.
Okay. Ben,
wonderful.
Chewing, and then, of course.
I'm chewing as well.
So, you're both just munching.
This is Brockcast, which will happen
pretty much every week, hopefully.
Every week, yeah. Once every week.
I call bullshit.
It's happening every week. Okay.
Oh, God. So, yeah.
And it's just going to be about random.
This is going to be about Alex, in all fairness.
It's good. Well.
Just
be
shaking
whatever
his head.
Alex makes out to.
So, yeah. You seem a bit tired, in all fairness. Do you want to explain why?
I'm just eating this banana. I'm not talking part.
So it's the first of the broadcast, and I think we need Alex to explain how
can
he's
we...
feeling.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Alex.
Yeah, we do.
Do you want to tell people why you're in a bad mood?
No, I'm eating this banana.
Tell people why you're in a bad mood.
It's disgusting. No, it's not a good banana.
God.
Go on, tell everyone why you're in such a nasty mood, Alex.
I'm going to take your food away.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay, go on.
Because someone's fucked up somewhere. Maybe it was a weatherman.
Might have been the Birmingham Mail.
Or the school. Or the Birmingham Mail.
Could have been them. Or Jesus.
Like, they predicted a foot of snow and it hadn't happened.
A foot? No
foot
one
snow.
Predicted
no
a foot.
No one predicted a foot of snow, Alex.
I don't remember the last time a foot of snow I've ever seen.
Did you just say I did? When I said no one predicted a foot of snow, did you
well,
say
someone
I did?
Did.
Who? Do you know how big a foot is? Have you used a ruler?
Can you... Okay, how big is a foot?
Dunno.
It's about the size of a foot, Alex. That's why it's called a foot.
The point is, though...
The point is, you thought it was going to be a snow day today. So you stayed up till three.
Yeah.
Babe station.
And what were you watching, Alex, actually?
Some documentaries.
Are you sure?
Documentaries.
And how many hours of sleep did you have?
Two.
Bullshit.
Tired.
That imply you woke up at 5 o'clock this
morning. I
did
wake up at 5 because I was excited to see the snow. There was hardly any.
I can just imagine the disappointment in his face when he looks out the window and there's just
surely
no snow.
Surely if you assumed there was going to be a snow day, you'd sleep like longer and wake up later than you usually would.
No. I do. I know I would.
You're stupid.
So you assumed there was a snow day, you stayed up late and planned to wake up early.
What?
I don't know.
That's a bit, Jesus Christ.
Do you want to share?
Have we got any features coming up?
Can we move this along a bit?
How long have we got to fill this?
We'll stop at 21st. Okay, now, do you want to continue?
Well, I haven't got enough time to plan any features.
We've still got 15 minutes, oh my god. God.
So yeah. You thought it was a snow day. You were kind of optimistic. I was kind of pessimistic. I said there was going to be no snow at all. Ben, I swear to God, no. Don't. Don't touch the microphones.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. God damn it, now I've lost my train of thought. Well done.
I'd help it.
How many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
Why, is this the new feature?
Yeah,
this is the feature.
Got bored and asked your question.
Quite a few answers to this one. Okay. What was the question?
The question was, how many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
Either one, the road of life.
Okay.
Or one.
Where's that?
It's either one or one.
Where's the road of life?
Somewhere in Kentucky.
I thought you were going to say Kent.
Somewhere in Kent.
Clubs in Kent.
What was the question again?
Oh my god.
How many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
How much roads must a man walk down?
How many?
Man?
All right, how many,
I'm
not
sorry
how much.
I think there's sexism in the question. How many roads must a person walk down
before he or she, not discriminatory,
becomes a either man. A man or woman
no,
or both?
Stop
either gender becomes a man. Just a man.
I know what we can talk about.
What?
I want to discuss his Lord of the Rings project.
No, we don't want to do that.
Why not?
Can't be bothered.
I think we should discuss his Lord of the Rings project.
I don't think we should. I think we should.
What do you think?
I think it'd be quite amusing,
move
actually.
Move on to the dyke factor.
What? Okay. I see your hatred of lesbianism in your
let's move on to the dyke factor. Go on.
Oh,
I've
not planned out. I mean, I don't know what we could do. I mean, get some dykes in here again. You know, sort of.
Where is this leading?
I don't know. Measure their dyke enough.
I thought you were going to say measure their hair.
Oh, yeah, maybe we could do that. I don't know. It's, you know, these stages.
Dyke factor 5.
Developing what? You just want to get lesbians in here, and then what?
Don't know, just measure the dyke, or
something. What would be the criteria for the perfect dyke?
I don't know.
They like women.
Like Brock, but female.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, just get some features.
How loud is this crunchy?
Quite loud. You can hear it. It's not as loud as the banana was.
No. Alex constantly dropping the banana.
Other chocolates are available.
Other chocolates are not available.
Okay, you're not being exactly, you know...
sociable.
Subtle with this food.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be eating it.
No.
No.
I have another bite.
Ben gives absolutely no fucks.
One more bite.
I think it's okay, because Ben's just got a chocolate bar, though. Alex has got his full
Who's
lunch out.
Who's
going
to listen to this, really? Who's going to listen to me eating some Dairy Dunkers?
Other dunkers are available.
Don't know.
Other dunkers.
Amanda might hear. Amanda Brock.
Quick sponsor. Other dunkers are available. We're not promoting any kind of brand name here whatsoever.
I'm promoting all the brand names.
You're fine. It's every brand name ever.
Buy it all. Buy it now.
There you go. We'll just wait for the ad revenue to sink in now after advertising everything. Oh dear.
Are we there? Come on then, Brock, share your whimsy.
Yeah, share your wisdom. Oh, come on.
Do you agree with that statement, Alex?
Yeah.
No.
Do you agree with
Why is the apostrophe? Oh wait, they can't see the apostrophe.
Oh,
the
right.
Apostrophe is dashing the wrong way.
Yes.
Basically,
get an interesting news story update.
Okay,
talk about the horse meat and beef burgers.
Let's not talk
about that.
Did you do it?
Which category?
No. Wait, did you put the horse meat
in
the beef burger?
Were you killing horses and grinding them up?
No.
Just sprinkling the dust on top of meats.
He wasn't killing them, he was just grinding them.
To what? What music? There has to be music when you grind a horse.
What music would you grind to?
Grindhouse.
Bangarang by Skrillex.
Bangarangs by Skrillex.
Are the drum and bass available?
Yeah.
Is that drum and bass?
I don't know, I'm just guessing. I listen to that. It was
Wubstep, wasn't it?
Wubstep.
Wubstep.
I can do with it.
Why can't you find a good story, Dave?
Alright, we had one.
Tell
the
me,
horse
pick
meat.
A category, I'll look in it, and then I'll find a story for you.
Pick snooker.
Go on, pick
no,
one.
Snooker. We're
pick one.
Snooker.
Is there like an odd section? Like odd news.
Strange news, yeah. Okay.
That actually is, that's the
strange
thing.
Wait,
on the BBC or just
Sky?
BBC.
BBC news.
BBC being BBC being interesting, don't
okay.
Be stupid.
Here.
Okay, what's this?
Death Star proposal rejected by White House.
Nah.
The what?
It's literally a Death Star.
A Death Star. A Death Star would cost over $850 quadrillion.
Sure, it doesn't say Dead Star, and they're just going to resurrect
Michael Jackson. According to the White House, which does not support blowing up planets.
So, hang on, America was trying to build a Death Star.
Well, there was a
someone
proposition. Who proposed it?
Let's see.
Wait.
Was it like Mitt Romney?
It was a petition signed by
angry at not getting in. Yeah. He swore revenge.
Modern day Darth Vader.
Started by someone called John D. from Colorado.
John D.
John D.
What do you reckon of John D?
How do you spell D? Is in his just the letter
John,
D?
John, letter D.
What's his last name?
It doesn't specify.
He obviously wasn't proud of it.
He wasn't proud of his last name. John Dildo.
Did you want an exact replica, or did you want it like made out of Lego or something? Because a Lego Death Star in space would be quite interesting.
Lego.
Other building blocks available.
He claimed having
no building blocks available.
He claimed having a moonside space station and interstellar weapon from the Star Wars film series would strengthen national security and create jobs.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Okay.
It was great jobs. Unemployment's pretty high, isn't it?
Unemployment is pretty high, but you're not going to send people into space to work on the Death Star.
Cost.
Do you reckon what would be better, Brock? Create more jobs, but we don't have the money, or just kill people? Which would solve unemployment?
Well, what was the first option?
Create more jobs, even though we haven't got money.
Yeah, with the Death Star, then.
Yeah, but we can't afford it.
We haven't got the money.
850... Okay, Alex, do you have 850 quadrillion US dollars just lying around?
Well, but...
It's in like the little crease on the back of his sofa. He keeps it there.
It's 850 quadrillion. You literally got a check for 850 quadrillion.
No, it's in pennies.
Oh.
They literally just drop pennies on the back of his couch into some looks like about whatever quadrillion dollars.
It's like the Niagara Falls of pennies.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that'd be quite interesting, actually. But yeah, Alex, are you for or against this, the actual Death Star being built?
I think it should be built.
Hang on.
Death Star.
So you're pro.
My Dean is pro apartheid.
I'm not pro apartheid. I never said I was pro apartheid.
Dean told me that.
I never said
he told
it.
Me over a Listen. Dinner of vegetarian burgers.
Never said I was pro apartheid.
Worst seduction I've ever encountered.
So, did you know I'm pro apartheid?
I'm not pro apartheid.
You enjoying the meat free? You'll be having some meat later.
No.
Oh dear.
How about this, Alex? Have you seen in the news the teacher that was afraid of kids?
No.
What?
Wait, what?
A teacher who has a fear of kids.
What is the name for the fear of kids?
Kinderphobia.
Pedophobia?
It could be.
Because
yeah.
Pedophilia
yeah,
is the love of kids, so pedophobia could be it.
Yeah.
Irrational Not hatred or fear pedophobia. Of children.
I have an irrational hatred of them. I wouldn't say I have a fear of them. So what happened then? She sued for damages.
Wait, here is she, and like when they just saw children, they just start crying and collapse on the floor.
Maybe she just punched them.
Blood pressure rises every time.
Well, like to extreme amounts, we're just like looking about like a little bit of
she
like,
just gets a
blood
little
pressure
bit stressed.
Rise.
I don't know, but it says like the fear of kids caused her blood pressure to soar, forcing her to retire in the middle of 2010 school year. She claims.
Oh. So
bullshit. So did she know beforehand and then go into the job thinking she could conquer it, or did she just walk and go, "Oh snap, I'm scared," and then sprints out the whole place crying?
From the beginning, a former high school teacher sued the school district where she used to work, saying administrators discriminated against her because she has a fear of young children.
So basically,
what was discrimination?
Was this in a primary
you can't
school?
Teach because high you school. Have a fear of children. America. This is discrimination.
I'll go sue you.
Well, you know, I hate to be stereotypical, but it kind of just sums up pretty much the whole kind of let's just sue their asses off. Kind of, you know, it's not my fault. I'm gonna sue everyone. Yes, it's your fault. You're scared of kids. Why are you a teacher?
That woman's really weird looking.
Well, what does she look like? I can't see from my direction.
Be honest, bro.
Alex. Hang on. So that's your contribution. We're talking about, you know, irrational fear of kids, and you know,
it's a nice shade of pink though.
Pink and you're
what?
Just looking
but
look at
her. But it looks like she's got no neck.
Jesus, she looks flipping scary.
I know, yeah.
She looks like a modern day Star Wars character, sort of.
She looks like a
Jabba the
Hutt.
Like, yeah,
hang on, wait. What does she look like?
A Suntaran of Doctor Who.
A Suntaran.
I don't know what that is. I'm
or any
Doctor
other
Who.
Children's BBC show.
Sci-fi also available.
Other shows also available.
Remember a while back on the CBeebies where like the parents were complaining about
you watch CBBC?
No.
Whoa. You just said remember a while back when the children were complaining about the children and the
No.
And then you start shaking your arm.
Your wrist
near
your
about the woman.
You shouldn't be allowed to watch children's TV.
Oh, yeah, the woman that has like a prosthetic arm.
Yeah, and
she got fired, didn't she?
Yes, I think. Well,
did she actually get fired?
Yeah,
there was a massive dispute, and
what
she was fired.
What happened was parents were phoning in saying that their children were scared, and the children were like, "Ah, I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, my children having nightmares." They were like, "Oh, she's excellent."
Yeah,
she's excellent. No,
I don't think.
Right hook.
Alex, if you're in charge of the BBC, Alex, if you're in charge of the BBC and you have these phone calls about, you know, kids being scared about this woman, what would you do? What would you do?
What, with a peg leg woman?
No, she's not got a peg, she's got a prosthetic arm.
Yeah. Are you not even
John
listening?
Silver now works at the bloody BBC.
I'm tired, so I haven't been listening. Is that your mum ringing you?
It's my mum texting me, yes.
Oh, she's here. Really?
She's not here. She was not here for the Ben Can't Play series, and she's not here now.
She's here.
No, she's not here.
Okay, anyway, back on topic.
She's handing me these chocolate bars.
Back on topic. Alex, what would you do? Would you fire this person, or would you, you know, would you see if there was another course of action you could take?
No, I'd let her stay on.
You'd let her stay on?
What about the parents complaining, though?
What if the viewing figures go down and they start watching CITV?
No, they won't.
Let's be honest, no one's going to watch CITV anymore. Yeah,
but Alex, sticking to the BBC, if you were like the head owner of the BBC, what would you have done about Jimmy Savile, like the current affairs of Jimmy Savile?
What if I knew he was a paedophile?
No. Like, what's happened now, but instead of whoever it is that heads BBC are having the fuck, it's you. What would you do?
The bloke's name.
It's not really that important.
Let's call him Fontal.
It's Alex Brock that's in charge of the
BBC.
Right,
for the time being, it's Darth Vader that runs the BBC. But if you did it, what would happen?
I've taken over from Darth Vader.
Good old Darth. And they really enjoyed Darth's time there. Mm.
they thought that like that breathing impairment was quite funny.
His views on comedy.
The humour may have been a bit dark, but you know.
Humour may have been on the dark side.
That's kind of where I was going.
Other sides of the Force are available.
Today's podcast is sponsored by the dark side.
So what would you do about Jimmy Savilebrook?
Probably kill him.
No, he's dead. Unless you want to kill him again, but he won't do much.
Just spend money to reanimate him.
Cromwell, didn't they?
Yeah, they
dug him up and hung him. What do you mean he's dead? Yeah, he's dead, he died. We've got to punish him.
Did you hear
kill
about
him again.
Hang on. Got a bit off topic. Did you hear about that earthquake this morning in Leicestershire?
Leicestershire.
I think it was like a 2.9 magnitude.
I don't know what that means.
Well, all those tea stores got absolutely wrecked.
Yeah. All those old people just tripping over because that's not normal, yeah.
In all fairness, they probably shake more than that themselves.
They levelled it out.
I reckon their shaking
was the cause of the earthquake.
You hear about
it
that
just triggered an epicenter.
What? About the Google car killing a donkey.
When did it come up to that?
It's on the street.
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
Yeah, look. Google denies killing donkey with Maps car.
Wait, what?
I said Google Maps as well.
Wait, yeah. The Cardworth donkey or...
No.
Oh my god, that's where the donkeys went? Okay, just for clarity, a couple of years ago, where Alex lives, the donkeys disappeared. Like, he doesn't know where. They just up and vanished one day. He couldn't find them. We
could
found
them. Could it have been the Cardworth crew that stole them?
Nah.
You are a member.
We didn't steal the donkeys. Look at that, though. The donkey was standing up. And you go along the road.
Is it actually, these are a photograph from the actual vehicle of him slowly being fucked away.
You can't see like the actual donkey being hit, but you can see like the donkey's walking along the side of the path, and then the next photo, the donkey's dead on the ground.
Can't see the photograph.
Well, you'll have to wait, Leo.
Oh, wait.
It's really, really suggestive, because before they pass the donkey, it's standing fine.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they pass it, it's directly behind the car, and it's dead.
Wait, where did you say this was?
Where is it, Dean?
Where is it? It says... Botswana.
Botswana?
Botswana.
I didn't even think Google Maps in Botswana.
Alex.
Actually move it, otherwise we will be generally massacred.
Put it in your bag.
It's not even lunchtime.
Just leave it. Leave it.
Okay, Steph walks in now.
It's hidden behind there. She won't.
She walks up to there. Goes, that's a bloody lunchbox. I'm gonna kill you all with my fingertip.
Wrap this up now.
Prove it.
Right, next week I'll have the dyke factor sorted out.
Name the dykes that may be on here.
I don't know any. I have to find some.
Are you gonna be in a better mood?
Before we wrap things up, Alex. If you were in a Google Maps car driving around Botswana and you hit a donkey...
Or a person.
What would you do?
Don't know.
You don't know? Would you just stand there?
What happens if you were in like heavy traffic and you're in the Google car? Would you like get out and road rage or something? You've got to get a job done. You know what?
With the camera.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not you just detach the camera and start walking down the road.
Yeah, props do that.
Leave the car.
Anyway.
Just leave the car running. And just run off with the camera.
Yeah, but if Google Maps is sorted, it doesn't matter about the greenhouse gases. Because then you can see the greenhouse gases rising. So you know you're going to die then.
Done, yeah.
At least you've seen it.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah.
We're like, die right, factor next week.
All right.
What about the feature?
Oh yeah, we'll do the feature. Maybe right. Some more features. Well,
oh my god.
Be Peaches. Back with another broadcast next week.
I'll be in a better mood next
That's
week.
It. All right, I hope Prove so. It. All right.
Okay. Well, see you. Bye. Till next time. Yeah. Oh my god, no. Stop doing that.
Okay. Oh, I didn't want